This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Do you know how the West, broadly constructed, has been trying to economically isolate Vladimir Putin since that whole Crimea thing happened? How that was going to be the way to get him to back down? Yeah, no. Putin's in China this week for a state visit, and along the way today found time to sign a $400 billion natural gas deal with Beijing. It is, to quote Vladimir Putin himself, the biggest contract in the history of the gas sector of the former USSR. $400 billion for the Russian gas company Gazprom to supply the world's fastest growing energy market with a cleaner source of fuel. That would seem to make this a good time for us to offer a refresher on what exactly Gazprom is and why this deal matters so much. Sally Herships has it.
Gazprom is a company. It has a CEO. You can buy its stock. But ownership is a combination of private and state. And the state calls the shots.
Gazprom's key asset is the fact that if you're a gas producer in Russia, there's only one company you can sell your gas to, and that's Gazprom.
Keith Crane is director of the RAND Corporation's Environment, Energy, and Economic Development Program. He says the company has a reputation for mismanagement and corruption. Money that was supposed to be invested was ending up in some questionable hands.
I would not invest in it.
Crane says this deal with China is important. The European market is growing a lot more slowly, and with the tension between Russia and Ukraine, through which most Russian gas moves, European countries are looking for alternative sources.
China is the largest growth engine. It's the fastest growing consumer and importer of hydrocarbons, oil, and gas.
Andy Cutchins is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says while oil makes up a large part of the Russian budget, keeping gas prices low for production and heating costs is critical for the country's domestic economy.
A good way to think about it is that for the Russians, they'll say, you know, oil, that's dengi, that's money. You know, but for gas, that's chleb, that's our bread.
Kutchin says Gazprom probably has rights to over 15% of the gas reserves in the world. And since it shares a border with China, this deal for gas should be a win for both countries. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.